Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame here at Michigan Center High School, the Ray Haynes Gymnasium, as the Michigan Center Cardinals get set to host the Trojans from Homer. Additional sponsors on the game include Superior Industrial Sales and Service, Bailey Excavating. And here in our comfortable, familiar spot here in the corner of the gym as we're getting ready for this game. When uncertainty today whether or not this would happen, as both schools had canceled classes today, but able to get together for this basketball tilt, only to find out classes canceled for tomorrow. So the kids did have to come to school today, but only the basketball players, and they got to come here to have some fun playing a great game we know as basketball, and matched up against a conference foe.
Wouldn't that be great, Steve, if you think back in the days, if all you had to do was show up for basketball games, and that was your life?
Yeah, that would have been pretty outstanding. Although, without the practices, it wouldn't have been as fun.
Hey, we're witnessing history tonight, too. First time ever that Homer and Michigan Center have locked horns in this gym as conference foes.
Certainly matchup that these two are familiar with, but you're right. Get a chance to catch the first Michigan Center-Homer contest as Cascades Conference opponents. And the first time the Homer Trojans have come into the Michigan Center Gymnasium with head coach Ryan Molnix. Off to a rough start so far this year, 2-6 overall, 2-4 in the league. Although coming off a win in their last game, 42-37 at home versus Manchester. Before that, they had lost five straight. And in this season, they have not scored more than 49 on any given night. So I think, you know, trying to find offense and get points on the board has been their struggle. I know with Coach Molnix, they're going to play hard defense. He's going to get buy-in from them on that and expect that from them. But points have not been easy to come by here for the Trojans. So they'll look to get some scoring. And it looks like they may have a little punch back this week that they haven't had so far this year.
Yeah, Tyson Garrett, the senior guard, has been injured, out with injury, and just made it back last week. So you're looking for some offense. That might be your answer today. I know Tyson, I want to say he scored like 16 against Michigan Center their last meeting. So Tyson's going to have his hands full tonight with Travis Collins, though, is getting a defensive assignment on him. So this will be a good battle tonight for us to watch.
Yeah, and we've seen before, we know that Collins will take that battle personally and accept that challenge. And usually he goes out and fills the bill pretty well, too, as a defensive stopper. And the Cardinals, really, the story for them so far, it looks like depth. And we kind of said it when we saw them that first time we saw them against Napoleon, that Michigan Center doesn't really have a guy. They have many guys, and any given night it could be a different one of them. And so they'll look to move the basketball around, and there isn't really a guy you can focus on if you're Homer to say, well, we got to stop him. You don't know who you're going to have to stop at any given night.
Yeah, and I feel like the Cardinal lineup is kind of the opposite of our broadcast team. It's youthful and full of energy. I mean, talk about youth movement. I mean, they're starting three sophomores and a freshman, and Steve, we do games all over, and we don't ever see that.
We don't, yeah, and just having conversation, you know, over the weekend and over the holidays with people, and they're saying, does Michigan Center really start that many underclassmen? Yeah, and they are good. You know, it's not
right.
So this is some rebuilding year or something. This is a year they've been kind of eyeballing to go, now we've got all this collection of talent we've seen in the middle school, and over the last few years they've come to the place where they're on the varsity, and they all get to play together, not just be the best kid on the eighth grade team, but all the best kids from 7th and 8th grade teams of the past are all kind of collected here to try and win another maybe conference championship for the Cardinals and maybe go into the districts with some momentum.
Center must have just a heck of a coaching staff at that middle
staff
school.
Staff in the middle school here is spectacular. I think they've
Tony
got a
Howard.
Good, they've got a good system where the 7th grade coach maybe, you know, sets them on the wrong track, and by 8th grade, though, they get set right by that coach.
You know, I'm joking around about that, but Coach Gaddy was on with Mark Daly today,
Yep. And
he said that one of his things that Mark asked Coach Gaddy, you know, why Center's so successful, and he mentioned stability, and there's mm-hmm. a lot of coaches that have been around for Coach Gaddy's entirety of his 14-year career, and that includes through the youth, too, you know.
Yeah.
When you have some coaches that have kids coming through and you get to be with them as third and fourth and fifth, you know, all
yeah.
the way through, that leads to some success, and I do think that's a big part of the Michigan Center success.
And one of the guys we kind of spot around here sometimes when we're out here doing games, Coach Jim Anderson, a note that Coach Gaddy Coach Howard and many of the other people around here played in that system, so they all kind of got brought up in the same system, and now they're all kind of implementing Coach Gaddy's system, which is probably, at least in many ways, you know, at least influenced by Coach Anderson.
Yeah, you can trace the roots back to that old man.
Yeah, and that all of a sudden allows you to go way, way back here at Michigan Center, because I think he was, I think people were still black and white when Coach Anderson started, let alone televisions. just shades of gray around, and finally, you know, the Beatles came along and colorized everything. But no, it's it is a tradition here at Michigan Center. And it's cool that we get to come out and watch our alma mater play. And I know we could be homers from time to time, but maybe we could be homers a little bit tonight as the Cardinals face the Trojans. Cardinals come in 8-2 on the year, but 6-0 in the league. There are two losses coming against Onstead early in the year, their first game, as a matter of fact, and then a tough, close loss against Lumen Christi in that Spring Arbor University Shot Clock Classic. So Cardinals have not been down too much this year, and they're figuring out, and you know, they only, in my opinion, they're only going to get more dangerous as the year goes on, and these inexperienced younger players add a little more experience and start to play like vets.
Yeah, Steve, you said something about being homers. One thing that we both do like is Coach Ryan Mulnick's.
Yeah.
We enjoyed watching him as Western's coach for the, you know, a few years, and then at JC. But he definitely brings energy, and we enjoy him as a character, too. So we look forward to just watching him on the sideline.
And the homer secret weapon, assistant coach Chuck Davenport, secret weapon out here for the Trojans. Let's go ahead and take a three-minute break here on the pregame. We'll come back and look at the starting lineups, get a little closer to tip-off. It's the Michigan Center Cardinals and the Homer Trojans on WKHM, streaming online at WKHM.com.
There aren't too many sure things in life, but power outages during storm season is one of them. Get ready for this year's severe weather. With a Briggs & Stratton standby generator permanently installed, it will automatically kick on to power your home in the event of a power outage. Storm season is a sure thing. Fortunately, so is Briggs & Stratton. Call Superior Industrial Sales and Service today at 784-0539 for a free estimate or visit SuperiorIndustrialSales.com. That number again is 784-0539.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Farmers are the roots that anchor our great state. You serve as stewards of the land and nourish all of us with your hard work. The Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency. Thank Michigan farmers for what they do every day. When it comes to protecting your farms, they've been doing it for over 100 years. It's time to talk about how they can help you protect what matters most. Call 517-879-5171 or visit them online at jenkinsinsurance.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Alaro Metals and Plastics, celebrating 75 years in business. The experts in metals and plastics are looking to add to their team. If you're looking for a career change, consider joining over 3,000 teammates across 75 locations in 16 different states. Alaro Metals and Plastics offers career training for all levels, competitive pay, and excellent benefits. To learn more about your next potential career move with Alaro Metals and Plastics, go online to alaro.com/careers.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Bailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes here on the pregame. And, Brian, let's go ahead and get the starting lineups.
All right, well, we're going to start with the visiting Homer Trojans. And starting for them tonight is going to be senior Parker Chamberlain. We have junior Caden Kissinger, senior Logan Nelson. And then you won't be seeing double out there, but it might look like it. But we're going to have the brother backcourt, and that's the Garrett brothers. And that's senior Tyson and sophomore Brady Garrett.
Similar measurables on the roster here between those two. I hope I'm able to tell the difference in appearance so I don't have to always look to the number.
Yeah, if you you ever been to a picnic and you just had annoying gnats floating around you, I feel like the Cardinal backcourt's going to feel like that with the Garrett brothers around them. Both good defensive players, quick.
Yeah, and I look right now that Caden Kissinger listed at 6'2", but he's packing some guns. Thought they didn't allow guns in the school here, but he's over there using them at the free throw line right now.
He is a strong-looking kid.
All right, how about for the Cardinals?
Well, we mentioned about the Cardinal youth movement. They have freshman Trey Collins starting, then the three sophomores, Hayden Hinkle, Jaden Watson, and Travis Collins, and then the lone senior from the starting lineup, Hunter Clemens.
Yeah, and last year for the Cardinals, I really liked the development of Jaden Watson from the start of the season to the end of the year, and I look to see if he can continue that. I know he had some injury woes real early on, and you know, if he's all healthy from that, if it's pretty much just back to 100%.
Yeah, Coach Gaddy said they're about as healthy as they've been all year. They did have some lingering injuries to start the year. And, you know, we talked about the starters, but he mentioned, in his words, they're Vinny Johnson, Spencer Berkeypile that comes off the bench, junior, that really gives them a scoring punch that I'm sure we'll be calling his name at about the four-minute mark.
Yeah, and they're kind of adding some depth with as the season goes on with more minutes. They really go about, like you said, 60 pretty regularly. They got a backcourt senior, Lucas Howard, who's been missing with an injury from the football season, that he's maybe coming back in mid-February. Might be a nice guy that can come in and give you some ball handling and some backcourt play late in the season, then, of course, in the tournament. And, yeah, things are moving in the correct direction for the Cardinals, and they haven't been off to a bad start either. So just to have a couple losses so far and looking to see your roster get even stronger as you go is a good sign for Michigan Center.
Yeah, fun to be a Cardinal fan right now, and knowing that the next three years plus are going to be just like the last few, I think.
Yeah, and in my opinion, Homer is going to be a tougher team week to week as they get more familiar with Coach Molnix, who's just in his first year here, and they start buying into the system a little bit. I think he overachieved with a lot of his teams from at Western, and I think he's going to be able to do that for Homer, too. So a little patience, getting used to each other, and I think this team's going to be tough. I think they may be beatable in the tournament, but it's going to be a team you don't love playing when you get done with them.
They're
going to make you work.
Yeah, we talked about liking his fieriness, and that translates no matter where you go.
All right, let's take a three-minute commercial break. When we come back, it's the tip-off, Michigan Center and Homer High School Basketball at WKHM, online at WKHM.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Don't dirty carpets. Gross! Imagine what you can't see crawling all over your floors and furniture. Allergens and bacteria. Ugh! Fuller's Chem Dry will keep your home healthier. If staying healthy is important to you, start at home. Call Fuller's Chem Dry for affordable, healthy sanitizing. Fuller's Chem Dry. Drier. Cleaner. Healthier. Online at chem-dry.net. Follow Fuller's Chem Dry on Facebook or call 783-4634.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Attention builders, contractors, and homeowners. Wilby Transit Mix is excited to announce our acquisition of Arbor Stone Precast Steps and Conscape Landscape Blocks. In addition to our reliable ready-mix concrete, we now offer a full range of building supplies, including septic tanks and related products. We are committed to providing exceptional customer service and top-quality products to meet all your construction needs. Whether you're a DIYer or a professional builder, trust Wilby Transit Mix to deliver the best solutions for your projects. Contact us today and experience the difference that sets us apart.
Hi, I'm Lene. Let me tell you about my experience at the Dental Experience. I had both upper and lower implants. I've had multiple cancellations from other offices. The Dental Experience, I was able to obtain an initial appointment within a week and a half. Dr. B and his staff, they actually treat you like an individual, the person that you are, and not just a sort of payment, shall we say.
The Dental Experience on Spring Arbor Road, just east of M60. For more information or to set an appointment, go to thedentalexp.com.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the pregame here. Starting lineups getting introduced, and I got to be honest, the crowd is not. It's pretty good as far as numbers for a snow day on a Tuesday night, but it is pretty quiet in here still, so we'll look to see if we can get those the fans energized here in the Ray Haynes Gymnasium at Michigan Center High School.
Everybody's hands are too cold to clap.
That might be the case. I wonder what time did Chad Patrick have to get here to turn on the heat? Got to come from minus 15 to get it up to room temp here where it's comfortable.
Steve, before the temp, you have the JV score, right? And the reason I wanted to mention this, the JV team at Michigan Center now 10-1, and you would think with a team that's starting three sophomores and a freshman, that might hurt the JV team, but Coach Corey McCabe might be the best JV coach in the state of Michigan.
Underrated as the Cardinals grab the tip. Collins gets it away to Clemens. He has it knocked away. Watson recovers it from Michigan Center, starts backing his way, and now makes a move to the basket. And good to draw a foul on the way up, and they counted the basket. So Watson not shying away from the contact and actually probably kind of creating it a little bit, getting the bucket and heading to the free throw line.
You talked about how you liked his development last year. That's a good example of it right there. He might have faded away last year. He went up strong.
Gets the free throw to go. 2-3-point play on the first trip for the Cardinals, and they set up full court pressure. Collins with a near steal. Homer able to deal with the trap a little bit. Gets it into the front court, though, knocked away. Now they got to chase it all the way back to the timeline. They'll let the Cardinals knock it out, and Homer will take over the ball again. But Cardinals very aggressive on that full court pressure, and that's going to get a little contact maybe in the below the belt for Hinkle, and he's going to go to the bench.
Yeah, I think he kind of landed on his back, but trainer Sarah's up to get him.
So they get Berkey Pyle in. You said about 4 minutes. It was about 90 seconds. Not even 30 seconds.
Yeah, 30.
There's a back cut by Homer. Stop on a dime. Pull up. Missed. Good look at it for Tyson Garrett, but he short-armed it, and it's still 3-0 Cardinals with the ball left side. Drive Collins to the basket off the backboard, and he scores and draws a foul, and another chance for three here on the second trip for the Cardinals. Hoop and a harm.
That's going to be sophomore Brady Garrett with his first. That one seemed a little soft contact there. I would like to see them just hold on to the whistle.
Collins' second free throw. That missed. The second free throw of the game right for the Cardinals, but an offensive rebound for Clemens. They get it back to Collins on the left wing, and the Cardinals with an extra try at it, leading 5-0. High post for Watson. He goes to the basket on the attack. Gets in deep. More contact. No call. Missed the shot. Rebounded by Homer. Garrett drops it down low to the Homer big man. Nice little jump hook. Doesn't score it, but does draw the harm. And that was Logan Nelson with the miss, but he'll go to the free throw line for a pair.
It's kind of funny how that works out. They call one that's, you know, a little chintzy with Travis Collins going, and Jaden Watson went up and I thought got hacked pretty good. And he's thinking, hey, man, you just called ones a lot less than that.
And Homer's on the board now with a successful free throw make for 6'4 senior forward Logan Nelson. 6:56 to play, first quarter, 5-1. Center leads it. And the second free throw rattles up. We got a lane violation. And it'll go against Homer.
Yeah, Logan stepped over the line. That's something you just don't see him call very often. You see guys kind of fall into the lane a lot, especially in college and the NBA. They can just walk into the lane, it seems.
Oh, you mentioned the JV score. I didn't get it. 58-31 Cardinals. And that was 28-10 at the half. Nice press break there by the Cardinals. Wide open look for Berkey Pyle. He missed it, got his own rebound, and then missed the putback. Going to lament those good looks that you don't finish out as Trey Collins gets a knock away near steal, but it goes out of bounds and almost comes into our broadcast table.
Well, whatever assist total Trey Collins ends up with for the year, he should have had one more because he made a nice pass to Berkey Pyle. He was wide open.
Watson comes out near steal on the inbound pass. Homer ball, left wing, Garrett. That's Tyson moving to the middle of the floor. Skips it into the corner. Open look for three. Knockdown for Parker Chamberlain. And Homer cuts the lead to 1-5-4. They set up some full court pressure. Cardinals break it. Watson on the drive. Passes into the middle of the lane for Berkey Pyle. His shot is kind of blocked. Looked like maybe a foul. No call. And with the turnover, the Cardinals get it. And get a technical foul against Michigan Center.
Yeah. You know, we said Coach Gaddy called Berkey Pyle his Vinnie Johnson. Well, we didn't see Vinnie Johnson shoot many layups either. Maybe we should see Berkey Pyle just stay outside because he's not having his way inside at the moment and getting a tech on top of it.
Little retort to the official after the miss. Probably wanted a whistle. 5-4 Cardinals lead, but we'll get a free throw here for Homer. And they send Tyson Garrett to the line to shoot it.
Yeah, you know, that's, boy, when you get something called on you, you just got to be quiet and take your medicine. They never change it.
Never. I haven't seen it yet. That time an official blows his whistle and said, you know, you're right. I'm going to change my mind on that. That'll be the first time. Although the ball doesn't appear to lie, maybe, and missed the trip to the free throw stripe here, and it's still 5-4 Cardinals. We have 6:11 to play, just underway here in the first quarter. Now, they told us that light wasn't working in the JV game, but it's back on the scoreboard.
Well, good. We'll save our necks from looking behind us.
Garrett's got it left side to Brady Garrett, the sophomore. He moves toward the top right side now. Now left side off a screen. And a call for a carrying of. That is a call I have not seen much this year.
Yeah. You know, a lot of guys do that little hesitation move, and, you know, that looked like Garrett did not keep his hand on top of the ball. That's the problem.
Cardinals get it past the backcourt pressure. Into the front court, Travis Collins in the right corner. Finds Watson on the block. He goes right to the basket. Powers in. Can't get the bucket to go, but does draw another foul. Well, back to the basket move for Watson. He's showing a kind of a power game that he didn't have at all last season. He was more of a finesse. He'd like to get it high post and then drive. Maybe use some quickness to get past those guys guarding him out there. Now he's gone right to banging here.
And I'll tell you what, Steve, Homer does not have a lot of height on this roster. Logan Nelson's one of them at 6'4", but that's his second, and he's going to go have to sit next to Coach Mulnix now.
Might be a better better matchup to throw Kissinger on him and let him kind of push him around a little bit with the 24-inch pythons. Watson missed both free throws, so a rough free throw shooting night so far for both teams. Back cut for Hinkle, who's back on the floor. He lost the dribble, but recovers the ball, gets it back to Watson, and he puts it up off the glass. And 7-4 Cardinals. Homer quickly, Brady Garrett up the floor. Pull up at the free throw line, has to pass it out. Trap in the corner, and a steal by Watson. Knockaway attempt over there by Chamberlain. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay Cardinal ball, but a great job trapping that corner. And then Watson saw his chance to go and steal the pass out of there. And the Cardinals create a turnover lead 7-4 with 5:23 to play in the first quarter.
And you mentioned Watson's quickness. You don't see a lot of 6'7 sophomores out there getting steals at the top of the key.
Trey Collins going around a screen, pulls up for three, missed it. And on the leak out, Tyson Garrett down the floor gets a baseball pass. Good recovery. Clemens gets in front of it, makes it a tough shot, and the Cardinals rebound the miss. Trey Collins on the drive, passes back out to Watson, and he has a driving lane and puts it up off the window. Jaden Watson aggressive here early. Under 5 minutes to play in the first, 9-4 lead for the Cardinals. Brady Garrett breaks the press, no looker to the wing, and a three-point shot is knocked down. That one is for Avon Hoyt. And back the other way. Knocked away, but it'll stay Cardinal ball.
Steve, that was a nice shot by Hoyt, but I'll tell you what, I was really impressed with that little no-look pass from Brady Garrett. Kind of got himself in the air. I don't know if he knew what he was going to do with it, but made the right decision.
Travis Collins inbounding. He floats it deep, and Clemens has to go get it. Now puts it on the deck into the high post, backs it out to Hinkle. Into the corner. Fresh into the game for Michigan Center is Caden Layton. Layton, and now on the rebound missed by Homer on the run out. Tyson Garrett has it swiped from behind. Too many Cardinals there. Collins comes away with it. That's Travis off the dribble into the lane. Gets in the air. Can't finish, but that's because he had a Homer Trojan hanging on his arm. Collins will go back to the free throw line, and it looks like that might be Brady Garrett finding some bench time.
Yeah, I think that's his second now, too.
As Cardinals continue to put that offensive pressure on and draw fouls from their opponents.
Well, right now you got to believe pregame Coach Gaddy said, let's take this thing to the basket because Watson, Collins, they're all taking it hard to the hoop.
Just but missing out on free throws. Capitalize at the free throw stripe. Travis Collins with the miss. Still 9-7 Cardinals. A couple three-point makes for the Homer holding them tight here. 4:13 to play in the first. Collins' second free throw, again a miss. Rebound comes off of Layton's hands, and it's pulled down by the Trojans. And Tyson Garrett gets a screen on the wing, now stops and pulls and missed. Rebound up high, batted deep, and picked up by Layton. He's got Travis Collins running the right side. Now passes defender, scoops it into the corner for Trey, pump fakes. Gets a defender in the air, and fouled is. That was Parker Chamberlain come flying out to get a hand on the shot for Trey Collins.
And you know, you tell guys, don't leave your feet to go block a three-point shot. And Chamberlain found out that the hard way as he kind of got submarine.
Heck of a pump fake there by Collins. I thought for sure he was going to shoot it. He ends up at the free throw line here with the fifth team foul now in the first quarter for Homer.
Center 1-for-6 right now, but Trey will change that.
Side rim and no good.
And by change that, I just mean now they're 1-for-7.
Yeah, there was no way it was going to stay the same.
That was a bold statement, Cotton.
Collins hits the second, splits the pair, 10-7 Cardinals with 3:54 to play. Still in the opening quarter here with Homer visiting Michigan Center on WKHM. Cardinals staying that full court pressure, and that was Avon Hoyt trying to break it by himself, draw a timeout from the Homer bench. We're going to take a timeout as well. Let's take a 30-second commercial break. More basketball coming up. 3:47 to play. 10-7 Cardinals lead on WKHM.
Attention builders, contractors, and homeowners. Willoughby Transit Mix is excited to announce our acquisition of Arbor Stone Precast Steps and Conscape Landscape Blocks. In addition to our reliable ready-mix concrete, we now offer a full range of building supplies, including septic tanks and related products. We are committed to providing exceptional customer service and top-quality products to meet all your construction needs. Trust Willoughby Transit Mix to deliver the best solutions. Contact us today and experience the difference that sets us apart.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and out of the timeout. Homer gets the ball and even gets it into the front court, but tight roll back down the sideline and a step out of bounds for Homer, and it's Michigan Center ball again, 10-7 lead. Hinkle going right off the dribble to the rack. Scoops it and misses. Homer rebounds. Hustling up is Garrett. He stops now. Passes out. And a deep triple, but it goes down. And you got to get a body on Eamon Hoyt. A couple triples for him, and it's a 10-10 tie.
Yeah, they didn't get a hand up, and I think that Hoyt Coach Gaddy's feelings.
Caden Layton fires a three on the other end for the Cardinals. First time we've even seen them really take a shot that wasn't going to the basket, and it's a miss and rebounded by Homer with a chance to get their first lead at 3:03 to play in the first. Tyson Garrett, left side, and there's a quick three from Homer again. This time it's off the back rim up high, rebounded, though, by the Trojans. Extra try, another three off rim, and this time rebounded by Michigan Center. Baseball pass up the floor to streaking Travis Collins. He catches it and finishes at the bucket. 12-10 Cardinals. Missed threes on the other end by got Caden Cummings at least with one, and I think Hoyt the other, and then coming back, breaking the press and getting a floater to go is Tyson Garrett. It's 12-12.
Kind of like the pace of this right now.
2:20 to play. 12-12 tie. Hinkle swings it to the right side for Layton. He pumps. Double team comes, he drives it, passes back out. Collins on the wing now. He sees a lane, gets into the paint, and draws a foul. So free throws coming for Collins. But you could see we have a good angle. We saw what he saw. He caught it, and he noticed nothing but space there for him to streak down the lane and caught a hip. And that will send him to the free throw line as a 16 foul from Homer.
This feels like a game where center could be up 8 or 9, but free throw shooting, keeping that from happening right now.
Indeed, Collins knocks down the front end of the pair. And it looks like Watson may be coming in to give Collins a breather. 13-12, Cardinals after the make. 2:11 to play.
Steve, that is Travis Collins. I guess we better say that, right?
Try to make sure we know. Yeah, Travis missed the second free throw. Rebounded by Layton. Putback is going to count, and he'll go back to the line. Another foul for Homer.
And, Steve, we talked about Caden Cummings going, Logan Nelson going to the bench at 6'4", and that kind of right there. You look out there, there's a lot of guards out there.
Yeah, it's a small lineup right now for Homer. We do have Brendan Mills on the floor, who's 6'2", kind of stretching things out as best he can. Layton misses the free throw. So 15-12 Cardinals, but maybe another chance here. They do get the rebound on the missed free throw. Layton finds himself open at the top and hits the bottom on a triple. Couldn't hit the free one, but he got that one from a little further away to go, and it's 18-12 Cardinals. Good trip for Michigan Center there. Step back three for Garrett is short. And rebounded by the Cardinals. Hinkle's got it. Puts it on the dribble. Brings it up the floor. Minute 42 to play in the first. 18-12 Cardinals. Hinkle crosses over into the lane on the drive. Reverse scoop. No good. Rebounded Chamberlain. Or excuse me, Kissinger. And now up the floor is Garrett. His shot is missed. But Kissinger there for the putback attempt. And his tip doesn't go. And on the rebound there, knocked out of bounds. Last touch, Cardinals.
Yeah, they have Kissinger leading it. Listed at 6'2", I'm not seeing that.
No.
But he got up there within the towers.
Good timing. Aiden Hoyt off the dribble, or excuse me, Eamon Hoyt off the dribble, pull up from the elbow and knocks it down. It's 18-14. So Homer's been able to get some scoring here early. We'll see if they can continue to contend with the Cardinals. Now Watson on the drive will get a reach in against the Trojans. A lot of fouls coming here for Homer so far. That's going to be against Kissinger.
Yeah, Avon Hoyt with eight off the bench for Homer right now.
111 remains here in our opening set.
Steve, did you catch who they got that one on? I didn't ever see.
It was Kissinger.
Okay, thank you.
18-14 and a missed free throw again for Michigan Center. Yeah, Travis Collins getting back in.
Watson now 1-for-5 from the line. Collins 1-for-6.
Trey Collins gets a breather as Travis comes back in.
Now you can just say Collins, and we know it's Travis.
Watson's free throw goes 19-14. Tyson Garrett on the drive. Tries a reverse layup. Blocked by Watson, out of bounds. Homer ball.
And this is a case where the fouls are really racking up against Homer, but that is a because Michigan Center taking it so hard to the hoop.
On the inbound, they tried to float it in. Hinkle with a steal attempt, knocks it out of bounds.
Well, Hinkle's kind of that do-everything player. He's always hustling. He'll take charges. He'll guard anywhere from 1 to 5. He's just a versatile guy.
Yep. We've seen him kind of go out there and put his body on the line, too, so he's not a guy who's worried about going out and, you know, shying away from contact. On the defense now for the Cardinals, it's Collins on Garrett, as we kind of anticipated. Garrett pulls up a three and knocks that one down. Homer's three-point shooting kind of keeping them in the game. 19-17, they trail with 39 seconds to play in the first. Collins has it. Travis spin move. Floats off the window. Tough shot. Good finish, Travis Collins. 21-17, Cardinals. Garrett gets up to Hoyt. And now back into the game. Logan Nelson, he has his back to the basket, gets it out to Hoyt. 4-3, and he hits that one with a hand in his face, and it's 21-20.
Hoyt feeling it.
Hinkle gets up for the Cardinals to Clemens. He passes into the corner, open look for Layton, and he knocks down a triple. Exchanging three-point shots right now, and Garrett flings one off the dribble, and then, oh, it hit the rim. That had a chance. 24-20 after one. 8 minutes back up on the clock. Let's take a 60-second break. Second quarter on the way. Cardinals lead it on WKHM.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations. The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
For the month of January, enjoy a large specialty pizza with breadsticks for just $24.99.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location. Also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always. Shop Kelly Express.
My name is Peyton Howard. I'm in third grade at Keiko School in Michigan Center. I love coming to school because my teachers are amazing and the classes are fun. At Keiko, we show our greatness by being a part of the crew, which means we are caring, responsible, have an excellent attitude, and work together. In March, we get to perform our Disney musical, Finding Nemo, for the entire community. I love being a Cardinal.
If you're interested in becoming a Michigan Center Cardinal, please reach out to us at mccardinal.com. Michigan Center Schools, where success begins.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Trojans with the ball to start the second quarter. A surprise first quarter number for them, 24-20. Trying to keep pace with that Michigan Center scoring and doing so. 7:45 on the clock as they run the offense around. Hoyt hands it off to Brady Garrett. Right at the top, going against Layton off the dribble into the elbow. Passes back out to his bro. Tyson Garrett pulls the three and misses. Clemens brings it up for the Cardinals. And going to get called for the offensive foul. And he did use that off arm to just kind of clear the defender out. And I think, I don't know, the defender backed up a little more than he wanted to, made it really exaggerated and an easy call for the officials.
Yeah, Steve, it's been interesting. That three-point shot has kept Homer in it, as you said. Five threes in the first quarter, including three of them from Avon Hoyt off the bench.
Hoyt's got it now on the dribble. He picks it up against the double team. Didn't look. He was looking to pass it away. If you look up at the basket, he had nobody in front of him. And now Hinkle drives, gets in the air and floats, and he missed the shot. Rebound to Collins, put back, and the defender kind of ducked under Hinkle, and he went down hard on his dome. He's still down as the Cardinals, or Trojans, bring it up, and now we'll get an official timeout. But Hinkle got into the air, and I don't know who was from Homer. Just kind of looked like they were just trying to duck away from the play, but Hinkle's body momentum carried him over him. No legs, and he went right down on the back of his head. He's still down holding his, holding the back of his skull.
Yeah, that's one that almost always gets called because, like you said, I think Tyson Garrett tried to duck under him, but still was there. And I know Hinkle's probably thinking, how am I not going to the line on that? If he knows where he is, because he did take one pretty good in the head.
Yeah, we mentioned his toughness. He is back on walking off the court under his own power, but clearly uncomfortable.
That'll be one of those concussion protocol checks, I'm sure.
So it's 26-20 Cardinals because I believe it was Collins following the play, got the rebound and put back. And a six-point lead for the Cardinals with the basketball after the miss on the other end by the Trojans.
Steve, we always like entertaining basketball. So far, we're getting it. We're getting good pace and good scoring.
There's a dribble move. Trey Collins into the corner for Travis. Caught, ready to shoot. Good rhythm, but missed it. And rebounded by Parker Chamberlain. Tyson Garrett over the midline. Collins there to meet him. Gets a screen. Now they slip the screen. Good pass. And on the uptake, on the shot, blocked. Out of bounds. It'll stay Homer ball. That was Logan Nelson. Getting blocked from behind by Watson.
That was one where I thought they might call because Watson went ahead and swung through.
Really did seem to be pretty clean. Inbound, Collins goes for the steal. Garrett spins away, misses the shot. Rebound to Trey Collins. Gets it up to Travis ahead of the game. He elevates and scores. That's Travis Collins' advantage. He's a quick jumper, not just a high jumper, but a quick jumper. So he's able to elevate, and the defender can't get up there with him. And so an easy shot there. 8-point lead for the Cardinals. 6:11 to play in the second quarter.
Yeah, nine points now for Travis Collins.
Brady Garrett has it at the top. Crosses over, gets into the elbow. Now pass the defense. Looks up to shoot. Doesn't see a window. Driving the other way and coming around in a nice one-handed scoop over the taller Hunter Clemens. 28-22, Homer still sticking around here, keeping the number close as Trey Collins drives, drops it off to Travis Collins, out to Clemens. He tries to skip it, does get it to Layton at the top. Now left side, Trey Collins pump fakes, into the elbow, pull up, no good, rebound, Homer. Tyson Garrett gets it, and he'll bring it up the floor. 28-22, Cardinals lead. Trojans with the ball. Double screen there for Garrett, trying to drop it down, looking for Logan Nelson to roll. He didn't, and it's a turnover for Homer.
I saw Nelson say, my fault, he didn't roll.
Clemens skips it to Collins, deep on the right wing. High post, Watson calling for it. Packs it back out to Collins, goes baseline. Scoops it to Trey Collins, into the middle for Watson, who puts it up in the paint. Just a good one-handed big man shot there that rolls in, and it's a 30-22 lead for the Cardinals.
And 12 points now for Jaden Watson as him and Travis Collins doing most of the scoring.
Great find there by Trey Collins to get it to Watson from passing from that spot down on the baseline. Nelson pulls up from the elbow. Missed it. Rebound Watson. Good block out. Watson will dribble up. Now gets it across court to Clemens on the wing. Clemens skips it to Layton on the wing. Opposite wing into the corner. Wide open. Travis Collins will pull that three. That misses. Rebound Jaden Watson. And the putback is good. Watson with the offensive carom and the bucket. And it's a 10-point lead for the Cardinals. And now, I don't know that they've kind of taken away the three-point look, I think, for Homer, and that's made points harder to come by here for the Trojans.
And that center height.
There's a good drive and dish. Chamberlain missed. Got him a good look, though. Brady Garrett, and just a missed shot. Good rebound by the Cardinals. That's another thing Michigan Center's done well is box out and get those rebounds. No second-chance points for Homer. As Trey Collins tries to feed Travis coming across, he has a hard time getting the catching the pass. Can't get a shot up, but gets out to Clemens for three. Missed and rebounded by Homer. Tyson Garrett steps to the side, pulls up a three. No good. Rebound. Nelson goes up to get it, and we get a foul against Clemens coming across, and looked like he maybe caught Nelson in the head.
And that'll be Michigan Center's first player with two, and I'm sure that'll get Hunter Clemens a seat on the bench for the rest of the half.
Broad substitutions here for Coach Gaddy. Hinkle back into the game, good to see. And first time on the floor for Miles Finch and Alex Vanover. Even Hoyt's got it. He has to get it out to Brady Garrett. Garrett near midcourt for Homer. Moves to the left side, double team. Backs it back out. Deep on the left wing and now resetting. Looking to drive against Finch. Gets into the elbow. No pass there as Trey Collins comes in to try and tie it up. And they do call a jump ball. And possession arrow is going to be with Michigan Center.
Yeah, that time I think Brady Garrett just did a little too much dribbling. You know, he was probing, and that's okay to do a little bit, but eventually somebody's going to come in and tie it up as Trey Collins did.
3:14 to play in the second quarter. Nice feed in for a pull-up for Hinkle from the free throw line area. Missed it, rebounded by Homer, and Hoyt gets it up. Finds it to Brendan Mills into the corner for Chamberlain, and his pass is knocked away and stolen by the Cardinals. Finch coming up the floor, met there by Garrett. Cuts into the lane, skips it across, wide open. Trey Collins, deep three, but he hits nothing but the bottom. And we get official timeout so he can tie his sneaker. 2:47 to play, 35-22, 13 points, the biggest lead of the game for the Cardinals. 24-20 at the end of the first quarter, now 35-22 with just 2:47 to play in the second quarter. And a slump here scoring-wise for the Trojans.
Yeah, Homer came out in that first quarter blazing, and then 2 points here in the first, what, 5.5 minutes.
Garrett gets to the top, pump fake for Tyson. Now he goes off the dribble, gets into the lane, goes high off the glass, gets knocked to the back, his backside, and it's going to be Clemens called for that foul. And that'll send Garrett to the free throw line. Is that, you know, his third? Hunter Clemens, surprised he was still out there with two fouls.
Yeah, usually Coach Gaddy sets you for a half if you get two.
Garrett hits from the free throw line. We haven't seen that happen a lot tonight. 35-23 the score. Clemens will go to the bench, getting Travis Collins back into the game. Collins, Hinkle, Vanover, Finch, and Trey Collins. Small lineup here for Michigan Center.
Oh, Tyson Garrett making a pair. You haven't said that yet tonight.
Have not. Trey Collins with it for the Cardinals. Picks up his dribble, steps it back out looking for help. Finch comes to get it. Skips it across to Vanover. He has a look at it, won't take the shot, goes to the top of the key. Finch fires high post for Hinkle out to Trey Collins, who hit his last triple. And this one, 38-24 Cardinals with a 14-point lead, 2 minutes till the half.
Good ball movement there.
High post and a turnaround pull up there. Bouncing around and missed. And got a good look at it, just couldn't get it to fall for Caden Kissinger. And we'll get a foul call against him, I think, pushing off on the rebound.
Yeah, that was Miles Finch boxing out, and that's another sophomore, Steve. Miles playing a lot on the JV, kind of being that fifth quarter guy. So we'll see him here, and that's going to have to be it for Miles, although he might have only played a half in that JV game to make him more available. If you're not familiar with the rules, our listeners, you can play five quarters in any day, whether it's, you know, four on the JV and one on the varsity.
38-24, minute 48 to play in the first half. Hidden Hinkle off the dribble, gets in deep, elevates, and missed it. Gets his own rebound. The putback, tougher shot, doesn't go down. And on the rebound, it's knocked out of bounds. They're going to say it stays with the Cardinals.
I think that maybe should have been Homer ball because the Cardinal players even started walking this way. That's kind of a sure telltale sign.
Trey Collins, the inbound from the baseline. Drops it in for Hinkle under the bucket, and he goes up with the left hand. Third try in a row, and this one goes in. 40-24 Cardinals, minute and a half to play in our first half of action. We've seen the Cardinals really outscore Homer 16-4 here in the second quarter.
Where'd the three-pointers go?
Brady Garrett going around. He does tend to dribble and probe, and for the most part, he's been pretty aggressive. That time he goes to the lane, gets a double team. He goes up in the air. Shot's no good, but does draw a foul. And the fouls have gotten a little more even here in the second quarter. Four team fouls here for the Cardinals. With 75 seconds left, Brady Garrett knocks down a free throw.
We might have to talk to the family and see if you and I can go broadcast some of the one-on-one battles between Brady and Tyson in the driveway this summer.
Yeah, that might be worth a trip. Okay, it seems easy to call. I think even as having been a little brother, who I think even today I could probably take my brother one-on-one, I got to go big brother energy here, and I think Tyson is the winner in that, if I had to guess.
That's what I wouldn't mind seeing.
Brady missed the free throw, but Homer comes up with a loose ball. Fed down deep, and Logan Nelson hasn't gotten a lot of looks that clean, and he missed that one. And on the run out, Collins tries to gather the ball, gathers his feet at the same time, and one too many shuffles. Called for a traveling violation and a turnover. With 65 to go, Homer gets it back, trailing by 15.
Collins has made a couple good catches on some tough passes and thought he was going to pull off another one.
Tyson Garrett dribbling across the lane, clearing it out, steps up on the wing, feeds it across to Avon Hunt, who had a hot hand in the first quarter. That one rattles halfway down. It comes out. Avon Hoyt, excuse me, and now Hoyt with a near steal on the outlet pass, but he knocks it out of bounds. It'll stay Cardinal ball.
Yeah, Hoyt shot a little unorthodox looking, but pretty effective so far.
40 seconds, they pass it in, and Hinkle all alone airballs one. Rebounded Homer. Hoyt, maybe an ill-advised pass, but Tyson Garrett saves him with a good catch. His running floater no good, and on a save attempt, Logan Nelson steps on the end line before he elevates, and of course that's out of bounds. 25.5 with 40-25 our score. Cardinals up in front by 15 with the ball. Watson into Trey Collins.
Sure, this will be a last shot situation here for the Cardinals.
Trey's got it on the wing, working against Hoyt. Crosses him over into the lane. Clears it into the corner. Hinkle goes baseline. 6 seconds. Trey Collins fires for three. His third three in the quarter. 43-25 after the make. And a fling up from three-quarters court is no good. And that's where we'll settle after one half of action. 43-25 Michigan Center out in front by their largest margin after the three-point make. Trey Collins. Let's take a 3-minute commercial break and we'll be back on the halftime. Look at the numbers, get things set up for the second half. Michigan Center leads at 43-25 here on WKHM. It's streaming online at WKHM.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
Hello, friends, family, fellow listeners. It's me, Chuck Hogan from Avenue Auto. Let's get right to business. I'm not going to promise you $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 for your trade-in. But what I will promise you is that you will get a fair amount for your trade-in, and the vehicle that you purchase will be a very good, reliable form of transportation at a fair price. We have over 30 vehicles priced $5,000 and under. Check us out at Avenue Auto. Over 25 years in business means we're here. Brian Humphrey and myself, Chuck Hogan at Avenue Auto, or call us at 517-780-0022. Again, 517-780-0022.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up where they belong.
Today's youth are never too young to start learning good financial habits. That's why Blue Ox Credit Union offers a free and easy-to-understand youth banking program for ages 0 to 18 with savings that are out of this world. Take advantage of high-earning savings accounts, youth certificate of deposits with high competitive rates, and so much more. Ready to blast off into a bright financial future? Visit our website, blueoxcu.org, or call 800-648-8035 and ask a member service advisor for details today. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps our membership up where they keeps our membership up where they belong.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes here at the half. Cardinals stretched out an advantage there in the second quarter. 43-25, got a little heat from behind the arc for Trey Collins, and that part of a nice run, and we just saw the Trojans kind of go ice cold a little bit there as they got hot from 3-point in the first quarter. So they'll need to figure out a way to warm that back up if they want to get back into this game early in the second half.
Steve, how would you like to know where they came from?
I'd really like to know that, Brian.
I know you usually do. So let me tell you, they got 7 out of Tyson Garrett. They have 3 from his brother Brady Garrett, 3 from Parker Chamberlain, 1 from Logan Nelson, who is in foul trouble, and off the bench with 3 threes and Hosh, first quarter, finished with 11 on the half, and that's Avon Hoyt.
Yeah, big half for Hoyt, and he didn't really hurt him any other facet of the game, too. I mean, he was pretty good defending out on the floor and pretty good handling the ball. Might have had a turnover or two, but it's to be expected when you're being pressured as much as the Cardinals pressure people. So, nice job off the bench for the junior. Avon Hoyt just 5'7 out there running around, but didn't look... just looked like he was enjoying playing.
Yeah.
Getting the maybe extra minutes.
He wasn't shy. Hey, nope. If you're coming off the bench to provide a spark, that's what you do.
There you go.
Yeah.
How about for the Cardinals?
Well, the Cardinals got 19 from the Collins brothers, and that's going to be Trey with 10 and Travis with 9. They got Hayden Hinkle with 2, Jaden Watson leading the way with 14, Caden Layton with 10, and reserve guard Dylan Whitmill, not with a bucket, but did just celebrate his 18th birthday. Happy birthday to Dylan, and we're rooting for you to come in and get a birthday bucket.
Yeah. I think there might be room for him to get some minutes in this game.
You always see dudes like light things up on their birthday, hit home runs and stuff.
Yeah.
So I think Dylan's going to get a bucket tonight.
He's due. All right. Well, yeah, good scoring. And Trey Collins, he reminds me of older brother Travis. Doesn't necessarily come out looking for his own shot a lot, but did take it when it was there, and successful. And I think he had a couple threes going, and I think that third one he felt like, let's try it, you know. He shot that one a little more quickly, but the stroke looked good and he wasn't hitting the rim at all. So look for more from freshman Trey Collins, and really like Jaden Watson early going to the bucket, and I expect we'll see him, especially early here in the third, look to go right back at it. Interesting, as was pointed out, that Hunter Clemens hasn't scored, and he was he's a guy who you look for points from and at least shots from. And gosh, I was noting at one point there late in the first quarter where he hadn't even touched it a ton, and he did get one shot up. That even felt a little forced, but did get 3 fouls, so he was on the bench for a large portion there in the second quarter. But he's a guy who they like to have in the scoring mix.
Yeah, we see 43 points at the half. In a high school game, that's a pretty high-scoring half, and when your leading scorer contributes 0, that's very unusual.
That is a surprise. Well, we look to be surprised more when we return. We'll take another three-minute break here at the half, and when we come back, it's second half time. Again, 43-25, Cardinals lead. Homer here at WKHM.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
There aren't too many sure things in life, but power outages during storm season is one of them. Get ready for this year's severe weather. With a Briggs & Stratton standby generator permanently installed, it will automatically kick on to power your home in the event of a power outage. Storm season is a sure thing. Fortunately, so is Briggs & Stratton. Call Superior Industrial Sales and Service today at 784-0539 for a free estimate or visit SuperiorIndustrialSales.com. That number again is 784-0539.
Here's a few reasons for you to choose the Dental Experience for all your general dentistry needs. It doesn't feel like a dental office when you walk in. It feels like home. The staff is top-notch, as well as the facility. Dr. Belbisi is great in every aspect. He's great with kids, and for patients that require a little extra care, he is also great with them. They also offer same-day crowns, as well as implants. The hygiene team at the Dental Experience is the best in the area to come get your cleanings and yearly checkups. The Dental Experience is the most patient-friendly office I have came across.
The Dental Experience, 4200 Spring Arbor Road. Online at thedentalexp.com or give them a call, 787-5367.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
For the month of January, enjoy a large specialty pizza with breadsticks for just $24.99.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location. Also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always. Shop Kelly Express.
Running a business isn't an easy feat, but these days, between hiring, managing the rising costs, and fielding customer calls, there's almost no time for running the financial side.
That's why I bank at County National Bank. CNB has convenient locations and online banking, as well as robust business banking services that allow me to spend time on the business instead of in it.
That sounds like the help I need. Banking that fits in the folds of my day.
Then give CNB a call. They're local people that you know and can trust.
Let's work together. To learn more, visit cnbb.bank. Member FDIC.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
All right, 8 minutes on the clock. We're here in the third quarter, 43-25. Cardinals lead it. And last huddle up in the sideline for both squads. Homer needs to get that shot going again. And I don't know, can you slow down this Cardinal lineup? They're getting points from all corners except the leading scorer. But
well, there's two things they need to do. They need to keep guys in front of them a little bit more, not let them drive without reaching, and then somehow box out. That's easier said than done, though, when you're giving up 4 inches at every position.
So starters back out there for both teams. And Homer with the ball trying to feed the block baseline there for Chamberlain, and he has it knocked away. Still be Homer ball here. See what Coach Malnick's devised at the halftime. The inbound pass goes deep, and they drop it down to Kissinger on the block. He has to come out to make the catch, and now dribbles across the top, gets it to Brady Garrett. He goes off the dribble, crosses over into the lane, passes back out. Chamberlain with an open look, and he leaves it way short. Out of bounds to be Cardinal ball.
I did like that pass, though, by Garrett. He drove the lane well. A lot of kids force that up and shoot, have it made up their mind they're going to shoot, and they shoot regardless, and he made a nice kick out.
Mm-hmm. Cardinal inbound. Gets some trapping here for Homer. Great skip pass across to a cutting. Hayden Hinkle made the layup but comes down. It looks like a little tender on his ankle maybe. Homer gets it out of the block. Pass out. Three-pointer. Garrett missed. Rebound Chamberlain. Looks like he barely got off the floor. Maybe a little contact, but the strength was evident there as he got that one to go in. Collins on the drive. Gets in. Puts the shot up. That's Travis Collins. Draws a foul from Chamberlain. And Travis will go to the free throw line.
And there again, that Cardinals team taking it hard to the basket.
And really doing it, you know, against any trapping that Homer's been able to do. They've broken that trap and look to stay aggressive after they get it into their half of the floor and go to the bucket. Collins at the free throw line again. His first free throw is good.
Steve, I was just talking to an official the other day about, you know, in games when the fouls are 5-0, 6-0, do you start looking for ways to even it out? And they said something that a lot of casual fans don't get. You know, sometimes teams just play at a different style. You know, Homer's shooting a lot of threes. Michigan Center's taking the basket. They're going to have a lot more, draw a lot more fouls.
Definitely. 45-27. And again, empty trip to the line for Collins. Avon Hunt back on the floor here for Homer. Earned some extra minutes with a great first half. Brady Garrett attempts to go off the dribble, steps back, now has to go into the elbow, picks up the dribble. Good defense by Hinkle. And now a knockaway attempt by Collins works as he deflects it off of Avon Hoyt's hand and out of bounds, so the Cardinals will get the ball back. 6:37 to go, third quarter. Trey Collins takes the inbounds. He's out there with Clemens, Travis Collins, Jalen Watson, and Hayden Hinkle. Trey Collins takes it off the dribble using the left hand. Great touch from the left side of the basket to score that one. And Trey Collins finding his offense tonight. 48-27 pushes that lead to 21 for the Cardinals.
That was explosive.
And Tyson Garrett going with a little running hook, and Jaden Watson got up high and blocked it. Yeah. And now a technical foul against Watson.
Yeah, I think Jaden just said a little something to him, you know, and they're looking for any trash talk. And
so we'll have a free throw technical trip here for Homer's second time tonight. We haven't seen Berkey Pyle since his technical foul call in the first half, and I don't know if we will.
And that's Steve Walker, who is a very good official here in Jackson, but he's also a no-nonsense guy, and that's his second technical call of the day, and he does a very good job officiating. You gotta know if he's at your game. There's no talking.
Yeah, and it's really something that officials have to do to keep. We've seen games where the officials have to make a concerted effort to eliminate that chatter and, you know, any extracurricular bumps and things just to keep from the game turning ugly. High post there for Nelson. Turns the face and then looks to scoop it back out and did take an extra step. Move that pivot foot. 6 minutes, 48-29. Cardinals up front after Tyson Garrett hit the two technical free throws. We've seen Trey Collins working on his offense. Another crossover move gets into the lane, leaves it short on the floater. Rebounded by Tyson Garrett.
You see Trey's confidence just growing every game that we do.
He crosses over into the corner. There's a pump and drive for Chamberlain. And there's a shot from Nelson from the top. The key is missed. Rebounded by Hinkle. Cardinals running. Hinkle's outlet pass is knocked up into the air and out of bounds. So it'll stay Cardinal ball, but it slows down the fast break. Caden Layton back into the game for Michigan Center. Gave him big minutes in the first half and 10 points, right?
Yeah.
Hit a couple triples. Hinkle going off the dribble against Evans, and he gets, Nelson. He gets into the paint and elevates, and Nelson fouls a missed shot for Hinkle, but he'll go to the free throw line. Second team foul for Homer here in the third.
Yeah, that's Logan Nelson's third, and he's probably happy that Walker wasn't the official down low, because Nelson had a little something to say there and he might have got a little teed too, but different official.
Hinkle makes a free throw. Free throw makes have been few and far between for the Cardinals, although they've had several trips. Hinkle gets them both, maybe turning the tide. 50-29. That was another thing we noted, 43 points in the first half for the Cardinals, and their leading scorer had only had one shot. And imagine if they make even half of the free throws that they got in the first half, how much more they would have had. As Tyson Garrett misses a three, rebounded by Hinkle. On the run out, Collins elevates it, puts it down with both hands. It's just a couple steps for Travis Collins to throw it down. Tyson Garrett comes down and knocks down a triple, 52-32. Travis Collins, thunderous.
That got us both out of our chair because we weren't expecting that one.
Was not. And I know he's got the ability, but that was unexpected. High post for Clemens. He gets a double team, passes out. Three-pointer, Trey Collins missed. Rebound, Travis. In double team, and he passes out. We'll get a foul call against Homer, it looks like, again.
Tell you what, Steve, that play right there was little thing. Hunter Clemens, who we mentioned leading scorer, has only shot once, just caught the ball in the lane. And, you know, that's when you're the leading scorer, you might think, I'm getting this shot up. But he kicked it out to an open Trey Collins and just made the right basketball play.
Yep, that's something you love from a guy on this, who said at Michigan Center, he's the leading scorer, but it's not, you know, he's averaging 30 and somebody else, the next guy's getting 12. Like,
right.
He's probably just had maybe more opportunities than other people, and so today maybe not his day, but he just wants to play good basketball. He gets a rebound there, throws it ahead to Collins on the breakout again. This time he doesn't dunk, but still finishes with the layup, and the Cardinals really look to run every time they get a rebound. And once you got track speed like you've got out of Travis and Trey Collins, it's hard for anybody to keep up with them on the fast break.
Yeah, Homer needs to really focus on getting back.
Avon Hunt with a back cut there, stolen away by Travis Collins. He gets it to Trey at the top. Right side, Hinkle in the corner, and Layton will fire a three. That's off front rim. Long rebound. Travis Collins almost gets it. It's tapped away. Avon Hunt, or Hoyt, excuse me, I keep getting his name wrong. He's on the run out, missed the shot. Nah. Count the basket, I think, maybe. A little basket interference.
Yeah,
no, they just call a foul.
Yeah, they called a foul. I thought they'd count that hoop as Hinkle slapped the backboard. I think that was after the ball had hit it, too. So I think that one should have counted as well.
I don't think Collins expected to have that rebound bounce that far out toward him, because he probably should have had it. But Hoyt, stayed aggressive, knocked it into the front court, and had a layup attempt, missed it, but he's at the free throw line now. 54-32. We got 3:30 to play in the third quarter. So Hoyt misses that first free throw.
And when you're down by 20-plus, you cannot have any empty misses from the free throw line. You got to take advantage of all those opportunities. Travis Collins comes out. I'm ready to go get him and let him be on this headset so you talk to him about that dunk. That was one of the better ones we're going to see this year.
It's been kind of an unexpected year for dunks. Usually you get a breakaway and somebody one hands a tomahawk or something, and it's cool, but we've had a couple dunks in the half court this year, and I got a little early for the JV and saw a Western JV player go up and dunk one. So, and that was in the half court, too. So I like the way that's going for us this year. Missed three by the Cardinals. Bounces up and out of bounds. Timeout from Homer. It's a full timeout. Let's take 60-second commercial break here. 3:14 to play. 54-32 Cardinals lead on WKHM.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Attention builders, contractors, and homeowners. Wilby Transit Mix is excited to announce our acquisition of Arbor Stone Precast Steps and Conscape Landscape Blocks. In addition to our reliable Ready Mix Concrete, we now offer a full range of building supplies, including septic tanks and related products. We are committed to providing exceptional customer service and top quality products to meet all your construction needs. Whether you're a DIYer or a professional builder, trust Wilby Transit Mix to deliver the best solutions for your projects. Contact us today and experience the difference that sets us apart.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
3 minutes, 12 seconds running here as Homer takes the inbound pass. Tyson Garrett over midcourt. Crosses over at the top against Hinkle. Drives, passes out. Open look, pumped. Won't take it. That was Caden Cummings who had a good look at it. Now on the baseline. Did he step out of bounds?
I think he did.
Tyson Garrett pivoted down to the baseline, stepped on the line. 2:59 to play in the third. 54-32 Cardinals, 22-point lead. A little pressure set up here by Homer. Clemens gets into the backcourt. And there's a knockaway by Garrett, but recovered by the Cardinals and Vanover. Trey Collins has it on the wing. Now goes to Vanover in the paint. Goes to the rack. Missed it. Hinkle coming, trying that tip slam. Homer gets it away. Tyson Garrett up to Brady Garrett. Double teamed in the corner. Passes down to the baseline. That's a good feed down to Mills on the block. And did he travel?
They got Mills with the travel. Center looking to trap all over the place. Three traps in that one possession.
I think Coach Molnix is looking to set up some half-court trap here. Cardinals break it, though, and Hinkle on a drive and a finger roll up high. 56-32, 2:22 to play in the third. You said Hinkle's a in-game dunker against Vandercook Lake their last game, so looking maybe he feels like he has to do something to answer after Collins dunked. Air ball three for Homer, and the Cardinals will get it back.
Yeah, this game kind of getting out of hand now, Steve. The triples that were coming earlier for Homer have not happened since the first quarter.
It's been a while since they've even really gotten a good look at one. Hoyt set to come back in. Cardinals working against the backcourt pressure. Clemens dribbles up to the midcourt area. Now looking for Hinkle. That's a steal for Homer. Chamberlain's got it. Going to skip it up to Brady Garrett. Backs to the basket. Now turns and he maybe got around Trey Collins and we'll get a whistle against him. Instead, Collins wanted an offensive foul.
Yeah, you know, that's a foul right there that Michigan Center's been drawing on Homer all game, taking it to the hoop. Finally, Brady Garrett trying to take Trey Collins to the hoop and drawing that little reach.
56-32, 1 minute, 54 seconds left in the third quarter. Tyson Garrett to inbound. And 5 second call. It felt like a quick count, but
it was a quick five.
But the official, I saw him get to five. Cardinals get it back against the Homer pressure. Layton dribbles and he has it knocked away. Steal by Homer, stolen back by Clemens. Still loose now. Clemens dives on it, and a timeout from the Cardinal bench to keep that possession. Take a 30-second commercial break. 56-32, Cardinals lead on WKHM.
Stuck on the side of the road? Phelps Towing is here to save the day. With our comprehensive roadside services, including jump starts, lockouts, fuel deliveries, and more, we've got you covered. Our experienced and friendly team is available 24/7 to get you back on the road quickly and safely. Don't let a breakdown ruin your day. Call Phelps Towing, 517-764-1921, and let us help you get moving again.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Cardinals take the inbound. Clemens has it on the wing, and a double team comes, knock away. And it'll be off of Homer. Still Cardinal ball. Hinkle comes inbound from the sideline. He goes into the corner for Trey Collins, then back cuts. Collins doesn't find him. Double team comes for Collins. It's knocked away. Recovered by Clemens. Now he drives and draws a foul. And looks like that's going to go against Homer and Caden Cummings, a senior guard.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be on Cummings too, but they gave that to Hoyt. It's going to be his second.
Yeah.
But you're right. I thought that was on Cummings as well.
88 seconds. Play in the third. Inbound goes deep to Clemens. Off the dribble, Clemens gets in the lane, elevates, and looks to pass back out. And another kind of a hand check call going against Homer. And that's the fifth team foul. Now Clemens will shoot free throws.
I'm going to say this. The officials have been consistent. Mm-hmm. If somebody's driving and your hands are on them, they're calling it.
83 seconds to play here in the third with a 56-32 Cardinal lead in Hunter Clemens, senior forward at the free throw line.
Yeah, leading scorer going to get on the board for the first time today.
Perhaps that's a miss on the first free throw. Second attempt is good. 57-32, Cardinals in front with minute 20 to play here in our third quarter. And Tyson Garrett just steps up. They give him a little space. He fires a triple and knocks it down. In the open court, another knockaway. Cardinals recover. Clemens, spin move to the bucket. Missed the layup. Rebounded by Homer. Under a minute now in the third corner. Three-pointer, Chamberlain missed. Rebounded Homer, and that putback is good. There's a good board and putback for Caden Cummings. 57-37, they cut the lead to 20, and Homer with a steal on the inbound. And that'll be a foul against Layton. So seeing a little life here from Homer, little bit of offense from the defense with their full court pressure. Trademark of any good Ryan Molnix team.
Yeah, it's starting to kind of bother Michigan Center.
Hoyt inbound. There's a three going up from the corners. Off the rim, rebounded by Clemens. Now running the floor is Layton. He's got to chase it down. Got the shot to go up. He had Hinkle trailing the play, probably the better option, but he just tried to get it up and did. Homer on the run out after the rebound. Missed three by Garrett. Long rebound saved and ripped away by Travis Collins. Up the floor to Layton on the right wing. Down to the block for Clemens. Pass across the lane to Hinkle. And Homer able to recover now. Double team on Hinkle. Skips it across and out of bounds. And knocked out by the Trojans. And it will stay Cardinal ball.
Steve, there again. Clemens making the right play. Get passing that instead of forcing one up. And it's going to have to make the coaching staff pleased.
13.6 seconds. Collins to Clemens. He steps back and pulls up on the baseline, knocks that shot down. 6 seconds. Homer ball, Brady Garrett. 3 seconds. Into the lane, drops it down. Good feed, and just couldn't catch the pass. Good cut, good feed. Should have got a layup to the buzzer instead. No shot. 59-32 is where we wrap it up. After three, one more quarter to play. Back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
My name is Peyton Howard. I'm in third grade at Keiko School in Michigan Center. I love coming to school because my teachers are amazing and the classes are fun. At Keiko, we show our greatness by being a part of the crew, which means we are caring, responsible, have an excellent attitude, and work together. In March, we get to perform our Disney musical, Finding Nemo, for the entire community. I love being a Cardinal.
If you're interested in becoming a Michigan Center Cardinal, please reach out to us at mccardinals.com. Michigan Center Schools, where success begins.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Michigan Center ball with our final quarter getting underway. 8 minutes to play in this one. Pass goes deep in the backcourt for Trey Collins. Even Hoyt will meet him as he comes over the midline, left side for Clemens. Puts it on the deck, back to the basket, into a triple team, pass up to Trey Collins. Little stutter step, takes off and gets in the lane. Floater's no good, but he draws a foul. Yeah, Trey Collins really has that little change of speed, little change of pace move where he has almost a delay step, but he controls the dribble so it's not a travel, and you don't know if he's stopping to pull up or taking off to go down to the basket.
And as a freshman, you know, his scoring primarily this season has come from that move and getting in and getting the lane. I know assistant coach Ray Hall stopped by and he pointed out the three threes he made, and he said to me, he's like, man, if he starts doing that, look out.
Yeah. Knocked out a pair from the line here, which hasn't happened a lot for Michigan Center. 61-37, they lead with 7:44 to play in our final quarter of action. Comfortable advantage for the Cardinals. Homer with the ball. Brady Garrett into the high post. He pulls up. Knocks down the jumper. I liked that better. He didn't dribble around so much. He just kind of made a move to that spot and pulled up the shot. As Trey Collins goes around some defense, loses the dribble for a moment, has to dive on it, and gets a timeout from the Cardinal bench. Let's take a 30-second break. 7:23 to play when we come back on WKHM.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money? Because if it's just sitting in a checking or savings account, it may not be. If you'd like to chat about putting your money to work, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Right out of the inbounds, Cardinals get a three-point shot up, well, a long two-pointer up from Clemens. It's missed, but the Cardinals keep possession on the rebounds. Collins coming out of the baseline, and a couple steps, and he just caught the edge of the line there with his toe, and as you mentioned, the official right on top of it. Good job by this crew tonight.
Yeah, they've been super consistent.
Yep. 61-39, our score. Cardinals give it up to Homer on that turnover. Brady Garrett working against Travis Collins. Evan Hoyt takes the pass, three-pointer fired, missed. Hinkle goes up high for the rebound and bumped by Chamberlain. That's Kissinger. He's going to get fouled, called for that one, and Hinkle on the floor again tonight. Taking quite a bit of punishment in a game where you're up 61-39, but I guess you don't get those big leads without going all out.
Yeah, he's like a bearskin rug. He's just down the floor.
And now he has to go to the floor again as Homer able to knock it away from him. He holds on to possession. Nope, we'll get a tie up in that jump ball. Arrow points to Homer this time. 6:42 left here, fourth quarter, 61-39 Cardinals. Homer basketball, Brady Garrett down the floor. He's out there with Parker Chamberlain, along with Caden Cummings. And shot goes up by Chamberlain. Missed it, got his own rebound. And on the putback, draws a foul. Brady Garrett, Evan Hoyt, Parker Chamberlain, Caden Cummings, and Logan Nelson, who I think Logan Nelson got those early fouls, kind of lost his rhythm for the night, and just hasn't been able to get comfortable on the floor, I think.
Yeah, Parker Chamberlain's hustled. Mm-hmm. Well, he's just having a hard time finding that shot right now.
Does get that free throw to rattle down, which is always a helpful thing if you're trying to find some shot making to get a couple free throws to go in. And got them both. Second one looked better than the first, 61-41. Keeping it around 20, 6:28 to play. And there's a steal. Rare turnover there, Travis Collins. And now Brady Garrett gets it down. He made a big scoop there, but he had to because somebody would have blocked it if he goes up high with it. And now on the runout, Hinkle. A little no-look drop to Hunter Clemens, who's able to hit the floater. Quick back-and-forth pace there, and now Brady Garrett taking no time, sidestep in the lane, drops it down to Nelson, and he scores it. Trading buckets here, 63-43. Travis Collins, cross-court to Hinkle, drives, pass the defense in the air, count the bucket in a free throw. 63-43, make it 65-43, and the chance of a three-point trip here for Hayden Hinkle, the old-fashioned three-point play. Your favorite phrase.
Yeah, hey. Logan Nelson going to check out with four fouls, although down 22, you know, at this point you just let things ride and whatever happens, happens.
Hinkle makes the free throw. 5:48 remains. 66-43. Brady Garrett at the top against Trey Collins. Just kind of dribbling around, not doing anything. That's the time when I give it up to somebody else. He dribbles in, scoops it to Tyson Garrett, who drives his floater just short. Offensive rebound putback attempt is a miss there for Mills. Rebounded by the Cardinals, and now backcourt pressure, and Trey Collins had the ball. He goes down to the floor, and looks like it'll be a foul against him. No, they did call it against Trey.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was already marking it down. I thought they were getting number one Tyson Garrett, but different number one, Trey Collins.
Brady Garrett, right side, Tyson Garrett. Traps Collins on him, puts on the deck, swings it over to Chamberlain. He moves to the middle of the floor, right side. Cummings back to Brady Garrett. He's just left of the circle. A couple jab steps. Now goes that way past Trey Collins. Gets into the paint. Brings it up from his hip. Tough shot. Missed. Rebounded Hunter Clemens. Baseball passed out to Travis Collins, who makes the catch and makes the bank shot. Travis Collins has benefited from his ability to run the floor and his teammates' abilities to throw those long passes to him.
Yeah, people looking up. You like that?
Throwing a better deep ball than Jalen Hurts right now. 442, 68-43 Cardinal lead. Brady Garrett gets a shot up. Looks like it partially blocked. And now Hinkle around the break. We're going to get a dunk attempt. Oh, Sprite commercialed it. Stuffed on the rim. He's got a smile on his face. He did try to tomahawk that. Hunter Clemens drives. Drops it off for Layton. And his shot partially blocked maybe by Brennan Mills. Another turnover. Cardinals have it. And Hinkle gets up in the air. Tough shot. And he hits the floor again. You have to get him a pillow or something for down there.
Yeah, he's been on the floor all night. That time, Homer helped him to the floor, unlike the previous where right. The rim helped him as he was rim stuffed.
He made the free throw. Coach Gaddy maybe sent somebody over there to replace. Yeah, we are going to get our first appearance from the birthday boy, Dylan Whitmill. Probably going to come in for Hinkle. No, he's going to come and give Clemens a breather. I'd get Hinkle out of there. He's going to hurt himself. If he hasn't already, he got a couple of hip bruises at least. .412 to play, 69-43. Our score, Hinkle's free throw is good.
A bruised hip, a bruised elbow, and a bruised ego.
Hey, I appreciate his attempt anyway.
Oh, yeah. You got to attempt it. When you can do it, you have to attempt it, whether you make it or not.
And he's still smiling about it as he goes to the bench for the 70-43 lead for the Cardinals. And that's going to get Nate Moyer into the game. And Tyson Garrett victimizes Moyer right away. Get a new guy, fresh guy into the game. You want to test him out? He goes, burns him to the rim, scoops past him, and draws a foul. So Tyson Garrett.
And meaning no disrespect to Nate Moyer, but Garrett's had Travis Collins on him all night. I'm sure seeing Travis over on the bench, that probably made his eyes light up.
And he hits. Moyer inbounds. It's the bench here for the Cardinals. Able to break the token pressure anyway from Homer. Open look in the corner. Three-pointer up, and Dylan Whitmill, no, not gifted a three-point make on that one.
Yeah, that one, while it was in the air, he blew out his candles, but he blew the ball off to the right.
Garrett on the drive. Tyson misses. Rebounded by Moyer. Nice outlet pass to Layton, run of the floor. He's going to take it deep, and on the going up, he lost the control. Gets it back, though. Now a drive from the Cardinals. And out open look for Moyer in the corner for three. And he misses. That's rebounded by the Trojans. Tyson Garrett coming up the floor. He's got Parker Chamberlain running with him. And Chamberlain takes the pass and lays it up. 70-48. 3:14 left in this one. And that is Vanover off the dribble. Stops it. Stolen away. Tyson Garrett on the run out. Moyer chasing down to defend. Blocks it. And out of bounds off the Cardinals. And I don't think we had a foul on that one, or did we?
No, I think
they just called it out.
Clean block. Yeah, good block for Moyer. Okay, here comes the Homer bench. I wondered if their bench would come in.
3 minutes to play, 70-48, and I think we're going to have Homer's got a chance to have their highest point total of the season, 49, the previous best. We'll get a timeout on the floor. 30-second commercial break, 3 minutes to play when we come back on WKHM, 70-48, Michigan Center leads.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
3 minutes left. Homer takes the inbound pass into the lane, passing out Brady Garrett. Had a look at a deep three, doesn't take it, goes off the dribble with a screen. Right side now looking into the paint, nobody there, picks up the dribble. He has turns and fires. Missed the shot, it goes out of bounds. Be off of Homer and Michigan Center ball. In the game now for the Trojans, we've got getting his first minutes tonight. Number 12. Didn't appear on the roster for us. Could be a JV fifth quarter guy, I don't know. There's a drive and Cardinals pass it back out. Vanover's got it on the right side, crosses over into the paint. Picks up the dribble in the corner. There's an open look for a triple. No good for Mount Finch.
You spoke too soon. That caught rim, popped up, and went in.
Oh, down. Yeah. Looked like it was going to be quite a bit short, but a successful shooter's roll, as they say, 73-48. Homer offense, Brady Garrett crosses over. Now down to the block for Nelson. He passes back out to Garrett. Pumps the three, doesn't take it. Looking to maybe go back to Nelson on the block. Now he goes off the dribble into the paint. Elevates and floater for Brady Garrett's good. 73-50, and that's it. The high watermark for the Homer Trojan offense on the season so far. Moyer for the Cardinals now to the top, and Layton's got it. Left side for Vanover. Finch trying to set up in the corner. Make me incorrect on my call again. Since Moyer comes into the corner, he crosses over off the dribble. Finger roll and score it for Nate Moyer. And a Cardinal timeout.
Yeah, I think that timeout just to get a sub in.
Yeah, they won't even really take a break just to get Julius Smith on the floor, senior for Michigan Center.
Yeah, and just known around here as Juice. So he'll appreciate you. You know, you just say Juice is in. That's good enough.
Juice on the defense here against Nelson. Passes back out to Mills. Into the corner. Skip pass to number 12. Off the dribble. Passes back out. There's another crossover. It's good screen. Brady Garrett pumps a three. Drives in the lane. Reverse layup missed. Rebound missed. Rebound Cardinals this time. Moyer clears it out. Gets it out to Whitmill, and now they get it back to Moyer on the wing. Crosses over, looks to drive, scoops around, the defense draws a foul. Nate Moyer showing he's got a little bit of skill off the dribble. That crossover has been good to free him up for one layup and now a trip to the free throw line.
And that's going to be five from Logan Nelson.
Just 41 seconds left. 75-50, Cardinals in front.
You ever play in a game where you had four and there just a minute to go and you just went ahead and wanted to foul out so you get that last one?
I've never done it, no.
Nate Moyer, 100% from the line tonight. Now 50.
Victim of the jinx, perhaps, but it comes off rebounded by Brennan Mills. No relation to Terry.
That you know
that
of.
That I'm aware of. Yep.
And also, Chamberlain throws it in, and probably no relation to Wilt.
I bet that's probably true as well. Garrett off the dribble and pulls up just a line driver, but it goes 76-52. I don't know if he's related to Brad Garrett from Everybody loves Raymond.
I know he is related to Tyson Garrett. That we do know.
Who had that bucket? Finch?
Finch with a driving layup.
No relation to Atticus Finch.
And this is what happens to us, usually in 25-point games.
78-52, there's a foul call for the to stretch out this final 6.2 seconds, and number 12 goes to the line.
Being told that, but I'm not sure how good the source is. Rob Rooney, I think, is stepping to the line. But I'm not
we'll
sure.
Go with it.
I'm not sure if that's right, so I'm going to have to do more research.
Rooney knocks it down. It's his alias.
Yeah, might not be. I think my source is not good, so number 12.
Thin air usually doesn't know anyone's name. He did do a good job at the strike.
He
got
did.
Knocked out a pair. I wish we knew his
good
moniker.
Stroke.
78-54. Looks like it'll be our final as Finch runs out the clock. And Michigan Center holds on for a nice cozy win. Conference victory over the Homer Trojans tonight on WKHM. Let's take a two-minute break. And we'll be back with the postgame numbers and player of the game. Again, Michigan Center 78, Homer 54 on WKHM. Online at WKHM.com.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Running a business isn't an easy feat, but these days between hiring, managing the rising costs, and fielding customer calls, there's almost no time for running the financial side.
That's why I bank at County National Bank. CNB has convenient locations and online banking, as well as robust business banking services that allow me to spend time on the business instead of in it.
That sounds like the help I need. Banking that fits in the folds of my day.
Then give CNB a call. They're local people that you know and can trust.
Let's work together. To learn more, visit cnbb.bank. Member FDIC.
Attention builders, contractors, and homeowners. Willoughby Transit Mix is excited to announce our acquisition of Arbor Stone Precast Steps and Conscape Landscape Blocks. In addition to our reliable ready-mix concrete, we now offer a full range of building supplies, including septic tanks and related products. We are committed to providing exceptional customer service and top-quality products to meet all your construction needs. Trust Willoughby Transit Mix to deliver the best solutions. Contact us today and experience the difference that sets us apart.
Dirty carpets? Gross! Imagine what you can't see crawling all over your floors and furniture. Allergens and bacteria. Ugh! Fuller's Chem Dry will keep your home healthier. If staying healthy is important to you, start at home. Call Fuller's Chem Dry for affordable, healthy sanitizing. Fuller's Chem Dry. Drier. Cleaner. Healthier. Online at chem-dry.net. Follow Fuller's Chem Dry on Facebook or call 783-4634.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and the postgame here, 78-54, the final. Michigan Center led virtually the entire game. Homer did tie it up, I think it was 10-10. And it looks like they might hang around, and they kept it pretty close throughout most of the first half. It was that a big stretch in the second quarter where the Cardinals were kind of able to put things away, and then coming out in the second half, they just kind of kept that advantage and even extended it a little bit, and then it was academic down the stretch going to the bench.
One of my new favorite players, Avon Hoyt for Homer, who just walked by and said, "Hey, you going to interview me?" but yeah, he single-handedly, you know, he came off the bench and put 11 in the first quarter and kept Homer in, as you said, and as Avon Hoyt disappeared, so did the rest of the Homer score, the points.
Yeah, and as he walked by, I told Coach Mullenix, you know, you guys don't play bad. They're just maybe outmatched a little bit personnel-wise, but they played hard, and they didn't do much. They didn't do anything ugly or terrible. So, you know, they've got some skill to build on. And that 54-point total, as we mentioned during the broadcast, their biggest of the year. So there are at least a couple things for them to say, hey, we did a good job on this before you then say, but we didn't do good enough on this, and let's go run some laps or shoot some free throws. But, not a bad showing for Homer against a team that we're learning as the year goes on might be the class of the conference. And that'll be decided, obviously, with a lot more season to play. But the Cardinals, at least currently, hold that distinction, at least in their side of the league. So let's go ahead and get these numbers.
Okay, well, for Homer, we have Parker Chamberlain with 9, Brady Garrett with 9, Avon Hoyt with 11, as we said, all coming in the first quarter. Caden Cummins with 2, Logan Nelson with 3, who just found himself in foul trouble, and you mentioned it. It's hard to get that rhythm going when you have to sit early. But leading the way today was Tyson Garrett with 16.
Yeah, and Tyson Garrett was kind of, we said 16, I think maybe I heard somebody say 18 the last time they played him, so he drew a very difficult matchup defensively as Travis Collins has kind of emerged as the guy they like to put on the best, to defend the best guard for their opponents, and he does a great job of it, and he also gave us a nice exclamation point on the offensive end as we check out the numbers for the Cardinals.
And, oh, and by the way, number 12 had 2, too. We just don't know who 12. That was. Could be Lou Hampton, Rob Rooney. We're not sure. Mike Nahal. For the Cardinals, we had Hunter Clemens had 5, Hayden Hinkle with 11, Jaden Watson 14, Trey Collins 14, Travis Conn leading all scorers with 16 tonight. Caden Layton, nice game off the bench with 10, Nate Moyer with 3, and Miles Finch, the JV fifth quarter guy, with 5. Looked good too.
Yeah, he looked comfortable out there when he got a little bit of run time with the with some of the regulars, and yeah, had a nice little game tonight. Good that we got to see kind of everybody get some minutes. So it was a fun game, even as it wasn't particularly a close game, and the Cardinals just proved too much for the Trojans tonight.
Oh, are we taking a break before
we'll,
play
yeah,
the game?
We'll come well, back
let's take a break
yeah.
then.
Take our last commercial break, and when we come back, get the player of the game and wrap things up here from Michigan Center. Again, the Cardinals victorious tonight over the visiting Homer Trojans on WKHM and streaming online at WKHM.com.
Do you need metal? Alro Metals Outlet has you covered for all of your projects, making buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Alro Metals Outlet retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop their wide selection. Alro Metals Outlet doesn't just serve machine shops, job shops, contractors, and welders. They also serve artists and DIYers. Alro will even saw, cut, and shear your metal while you wait. For all your metal needs, visit one of Alro's 20-plus locations, including many Michigan locations in Jackson, Ann Arbor, Lansing, Grand Rapids, Livonia, Kalamazoo, Troy, and Warren. Learn more online at alrometalsoutlet.com.
We can't predict everything in life. Perhaps no one understands that more than Michigan farmers. Weather, poor crops, the economy, all are variables that farmers learn to navigate every season. The Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, represents Michigan's largest farm insurer. They're here to help protect your farm and rural lifestyle. Call the Jenkins Insurance Group today. They're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company, at 879-5171.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up where they belong.
Today's youth are never too young to start learning good financial habits. That's why Blue Ox Credit Union offers a free and easy to understand youth banking program for ages 0 to 18 with savings that are out of this world. Take advantage of high earning savings accounts, youth certificate of deposits with high competitive rates, and so much more. Ready to blast off into a bright financial future? Visit our website, blueoxcu.org, or call 800-648-8035 and ask a member service advisor for details today. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes on the post game.
And Steve, I know this is when you do player of the game, and I don't know who you're picking, but I know who I'd pick, and if you don't pick him, I'm going to be angry. So let's hear it.
Trey Collins, player of the game.
We agree on that.
Yeah, Trey Counts had that big stretch where he hit three threes in the second quarter and stretched out the lead from a game that had been tight, 24-20, I think, at the end of one. And looked like Homer might be able to hang around, but Collins got a little hot from beyond the arc. He was excellent in handling the ball and finding open players for the whole game and just kind of stepped in with a little extra scoring punch that maybe he doesn't always have.
Yeah, and, you know, we've given player of the game to people with less points or something because they played good point guard game. Trey did both tonight. He led the team well and scored a little bit too.
Yeah, just a nice night for Trey Collins for Michigan Center. He's our player of the game. With honorable mentions toward, just a lot of good play to point out. Travis Collins gave us that dunk, but he really had a nice game too, and he was a big part of keeping that tempo fast for the Cardinals, because anytime there's a turnover or rebound, Collins was already down here ready to take an outlet pass and turned a lot of those into points, and of course had an exclamation point with the big two-handed dunk off of 1 foot on probably just a couple steps to get in there, so it was nice quick elevation to get it up and be able to dunk that ball. You don't always see that from high school kids at this level.
Yeah, if we had a contest tonight of who did the best job at catching some kind of difficult passes and turning them into layups, well, Travis Collins wins hands down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Great game from Jaden Watson. He started out, he was kind of the like the old Bulls used to do in the Jordan era. We'd come down and set up. At first it was Bill Cartwright, and then later it was Luke Longley, where you first couple possessions down, they'd feed it to the big man and let him go. And that was kind of how Jaden Watson started the game. And that was a great way for the Cardinals to get started. And
don't forget,
really, again, liking to see his development.
Don't forget, sometimes it was Bill Wennington.
Sometimes it was Bill Wennington.
And if you woke up thinking you were going to hear Luke Longley, Bill Wennington today, then you're crazy. But you did.
Or maybe you've been listening to us for a while and you know that you never know what to expect from the name drops from our era. So, yeah, good game all around. And Homer had some good efforts. Like I said, like we kind of said, Logan Nelson, little foul trouble early, and that kind of kept him out of rhythm. And we never really got to see, I think, his best game. But Tyson Garrett did what he could, and I thought he had a good game. I thought Brady Garrett looks like he is the heir apparent to Tyson as a leader on this team. Maybe dribbles a little too much.
Yeah, he kind of reminded me a little bit of Blue Edwards from the Utah Jazz.
Oh, wow. That was on purpose. But that was a great drop. All right, so
are we done?
We'll wrap it up here for Michigan Center. The Cardinals are now 9-2 overall and 7-0 in the Cascades Conference. They're next in action on Friday night at East Jackson. Trojans were 2-7 overall, 1-5 in the conference going into tonight. I don't know if I didn't see their schedule, if they had a game or not. Meanwhile, Homer is in action tomorrow. They go right back to work at home against Addison tomorrow. 2-7 now for Homer, and 2-5 in the conference. And they'll take on Addison, who's 3-6 on the year and was 1-5 in the conference going into tonight. So that might be a matchup that Homer feels a little better about. So they got to rest up those legs. They can sleep in tomorrow at least with probably no school. And our next broadcast coming up a week from tonight, and you're not going to be there, but it's the first Jackson Christian game we've done in a little while. They're hosting Tekontcha. That's the plan anyway, Tuesday night. We'll see how Old Man Winter lets us have school and basketball games between now and then, but Tuesday.
Quite a few years ago, my wife, Lisa, coached out at Jackson Christian, so that's why I'm not going to be there, because after her performance there, they don't let a Haynes in the gym anymore.
Well, shout out to Coach Mullnix, and I see his lovely wife Kelly Mullnix in the building, and she won a district championship as the volleyball coach over at Western. I think there's a little in-house rivalry over who's actually the better coach.
Well, Homer, she's winning.
She's got a trophy right now that she probably brags about. Maybe it sits right next to her at the dinner table.
I do it.
So shout out to the Monixes, and again, Homer didn't play bad. They're just maybe outmanned, and he's just starting to build a program there. But it's going to be fun to watch this expanded Cascades Conference over the next few years and see, you know, who really solidifies themselves as kind of the upper echelon. And I think there's plenty of room to move in and out of that sphere, as we've seen over the years in the Rugged Cascades already. Is it it's Hanover Horton or it's the Cardinals or it's Napoleon. And we've seen Vandercook have awesome years, and everybody's kind of got a chance out here in the league, so it's fun basketball to watch.
Steve, I don't know if you're going to, but I'm going to be at Jackson College tomorrow.
I'll be there, too.
Okay, good.
Fox Sports 101.9 FM, about 5:15 will hit the airwaves with the women's game, followed up with the men's doubleheader from Jackson College, Fox Sports 101.9 FM. So for Luke Moorhead, Radio Luke, executive producer back in the studio, and the Professor Brian Haynes, I'm Steve Boyle, and we'll talk to you next time.